Welcome again, everyone, to the third in a series of podcasts related to issues in the Queensland commercial fishery. And one of the biggest that's having an impact on commercial fishers at the moment and set for introduction on the 1st of January 2019 is the vessel monitoring systems. On the podcast with me this afternoon is Keith Harris, President of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, and welcome, Keith.
Hi.
Major question here on VMS is what are some of the key issues that you're hearing from industry at the moment?
The major one is obviously the cost factor. And the second one is, under the current system we have now of logbook entry and recording catch and positions, fisheries have managed the stocks in this state under that system for many, many years, and by their own figures and emissions, stocks, many of the stocks are being fished sustainably, so the system's working and has worked well in the past. I don't really understand the need to change it radically and go down the road of a vessel monitoring system, which only position on reports.
Okay, so the one issue that I'm hearing a lot, and I'd like to get your views on this, is with VMS, the issue around security of data. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, that's been a major concern, as you can understand. A lot of people are concerned that their data may not be as secure as they would like it to be. I think it's been stated that our data will be shared amongst government agencies for compliance and other issues. I'm hoping that's the way it will work. A lot of fishermen are very doubtful about that, and I can understand that. There's a lot of hard-earned intellectual property involved in this from fishermen which they've gathered over many, many years.
Yeah, thank you for that. Another issue that's been brought to my attention recently is, as we said at the start of the podcast, was the fact that this monitoring is going to start on the 1st of January 2019. What are your thoughts, or do you have any doubts about the ability of the companies that are going to be providing these systems to our commercial fishers, that they'll be available during what is a downtime for most industries, and availability 24/7, because fishermen don't typically fish 9 to 5. They fish all sorts of hours, including through the night. Any feedback on that?
Eric, because there's so many and varied units that they department's trial in the past, if you go through and read on just a couple of them that I have, they're many and varied. You ask one question, you might give you a different answer in another one. I think the availability of it being, the reliability, I would say, may be in question. I don't know whether these people have delved into this area before of monitoring of vessels. So it's probably all new ground for them, as it is for us. And the department seems to be showing the way this has been brought out, that it's basically new ground. So, yeah, I can understand the angst that fishermen have in relation to reliability. There's no reliability, or there's no backup service. You can't go to work. So if we don't go to work, we don't make money. So, yeah, I think really there's got to be a lot more thought put into this by the providers and the department who are those that want to instigate it.
Okay, Keith, thank you for that. Look, we've come to the end of our third of what will be many more podcasts into the future. This particular issue and the reform process is one that I think we'll come back to. Thanks again for your time, Keith, and we'll talk later.
Okay, thank you, Eric.